And it was in 88 that you came up here then?
No. I left the press in 88. And by that time I had a house. Well, it's a whole related story, but anyhow, by that time I had a house. And I had, in 88, I think I was just getting rid of some of my kids. I had a second marriage in 1978. So I had a daughter from my first marriage who lived with me. Then I had a second marriage, and we had a daughter, but she had three sons, two adopted and one natural son. So we had five kids. And then she was killed in an automobile accident in 1980. And that was partly through the insurance, so it was partly how I... Well, no, we had bought the house together, but that helped me pay off the house. So by 88, I owned the house. And I had, and the five kids, the older of the five kids, were beginning to leave home. And I just, it was very interesting. Nobody could understand why I was leaving the press, because by that time I was making a decent amount of money. But I got bored, to tell the truth. I got bored with the press, and I also got bored with Henry and some of his attitudes. So I would tell people, I said, why are you leaving the press? And no matter what I said, they thought, you're nuts, man. But then I said, I'm going to write a book. They said, oh, we understand. Well, I never wrote a book. But through most of this, I had a little, at one time or another, I had a little poetry magazine called, first it was called Bite. And then later, with Carolyn Zanella, we formed the Poem Factory in 91. We did a lot of broadsheets and chapbooks. That's the Poem Factory. That's what I'm still using, to tell the truth. In 1997, Adele and I, after my second wife died, I got together with Adele. We used to go to Hornby, which is right over there. Beautiful island. For about a dozen summers, we went over there for a few weeks. And we'd always look at property. And her daughter moved up in this area. So one time when we were driving up here, we saw a for sale sign. And because we were always looking at property, we had a good idea what properties were worth. And at the time, I thought I was kind of looking for a summer place, because I was quite happy in Vancouver. And we decided to buy this place because it was for sale by owner, so it was much cheaper than market. No real estate agent. We just went to notaries. And the woman was very good that owned this place. At one point I asked her, well, what's the lowest you'll take? And she told me, and I believed her. So that's what I offered her. But she was very honest and straightforward. Adele moved up here right away because she was tired of the city. And by that time, no, Katie was still with me. My youngest was still living with me. Anyhow, around a little later than that, she went to UVic and, you know, became, left home, basically. So I then kept the house in Vancouver and rented rooms out and barely paid the taxes. Well, I probably did better than paying the taxes, but it was a cooperative house, basically. And I would come up here and go back down there and come up here and go back down there. So from 88 until, well, I finally moved up here in 2004. From 88 to 2004, I did freelance, I wrote, I did contracts for the city as a public art manager. It was all contractual. And man, that paid well and was so much fun. Oh, it was just great. And they paid ridiculous amounts. So I did that.
That's where the money in the arts is. If you want to make money in the arts, become an arts manager.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah. And so when I started, there's hardly anybody doing it. So I was getting every job, every other job. But then little by little, other people saw that this was a field of endeavor, public art. It was called a public art consultant, but basically you manage a public art process. And that goes all the way from working with whatever the client is, whether it's the city or client, determining the site, determining the budget, putting out the call for entries, holding a competition, selecting the selection panel, because it's all done at arm's length, and then working with the artist to create and install a piece. It was so much fun. It was a pleasure, but I got paid. So in 2004, I sold my house in Vancouver and moved up here full-time. And in that time, since 97, between 97, when we bought this place, and I sold the house in Vancouver, it had probably doubled in value. Of course, if I had kept it 4 more years, it would have doubled again, but I didn't. So I moved up here for good in 2004. And I've been here since.